This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's White House on Thursday sought to convey that all was well in the battle against the coronavirus, even as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases per day in the U.S. climbed to an all-time high of more than 50,000 on Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
America's economy is coming back much stronger than ever anticipated.
But economists warn the job market recovery may already be slowing. The coronavirus infection curve is going up in 40 of 50 states, and a new round of closings is leading to more layoffs. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the president shouldn't be celebrating.
We're still down nearly 15 million jobs, and the pandemic is getting worse, not better.
Johns Hopkins University's running tally shows the number of confirmed infections per day in the U.S. has more than doubled over the past month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A British socialite who has been accused by many women of helping procure underage sex partners for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested in New Hampshire. Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the late media tycoon Robert Maxwell, was taken into custody Thursday on charges she helped procure underage sex partners for Epstein. Audrey Strauss is the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
Maxwell has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and called some of the claims against her absolute rubbish. Epstein killed himself in a federal detention center in New York last year while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. This is VOA News. Scores of people were killed in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, with more feared dead, as Emer McCarthy reports. It happened after a heap of mining waste collapsed into a lake, triggering a wave of mud and water that buried many workers.
The miners were collecting stones in the Pakant area of Kachin State when the muddy wave crashed onto them after heavy rain, the fire service department said in a Facebook post. Video obtained by Reuters shows body bags lined up as people wait to identify the dead. Deadly landslides and other accidents are common in the poorly regulated mines of Pakant, which draw poor workers from across the country. About 100 people were killed in a collapse in 2015, which strengthened calls to regulate the industry.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A fire and an explosion struck a building above an underground nuclear enrichment facility in Iran Thursday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The site has been identified by U.S.-based analysts as a new centrifuge production plant. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization downplayed the fire, calling it an incident that only affected what they described as an under-construction shed. However, Iranian nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi rushed after the fire to Natanz, which has been targeted in sabotage campaigns in the past. A photograph later released by the Atomic Energy Agency showed a brick building with scorch marks and its roof apparently destroyed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sir Paul McCartney, Ed Sheeran, and the Rolling Stones were among some 1,500 musicians who called Thursday for the British government to help the live music business survive the coronavirus pandemic. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Writing in an open letter to British Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden, the musicians, among them Paul McCartney and Ed Sheeran, said the future for concerts and festivals looked bleak, adding that until they could start up again, likely to be next year at the earliest, quote, government support will be crucial to prevent mass insolvencies and the end of this world-leading industry. The letter called for a clear timeline on when music venues could reopen, as well as support for businesses and jobs. Dowden responded in a tweet on Thursday saying he was pushing hard for the ability to give a clear roadmap. But he said decisions on reopening live music venues would be difficult as it relates to the future of social distancing. Music venues, concerts and festivals, including the annual Summer Glastonbury Festival, were shuttered or cancelled in March when the pandemic took hold in the country.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.